Sandra Garrison says CASA has been advocating for foster care kids here in Yuma County since 1993. It's a national program which operates in each of Arizona's 15 counties.
We're the eyes and the ears of the judge and the voice of the child. All the children that we work with, by no fault of their own, have an open DCS case. They have been abused or neglected. They've been removed from their parents. Our job is to wrap around that child, look at what they're doing, see that the services they are getting is what they need, make recommendations to the judge on what the next step should be for that child. So we spend time with the child. We observe visits. We can observe them in school. And then we make the recommendations to the judge. And it's one step at a time, one court appearance at a time.
Sandra, I know that volunteers are in short supply right now. So what exactly are the requirements that you need to have in order to become a volunteer?
To be a volunteer, one, you need to be over the age of 21, and we do an extensive background check. You need to be able to have flexibility in your schedule because you will be attending all the court trials, issues, whatever comes up, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. There are other meetings that you'll need to attend that may be different hours. The thing that's a little difficult for some volunteers is that we ask that, if possible, we understand life happens, that you can stay for the life of the case. As long as that child is in a dependency case, that could be minimum probably 6 months, maximum could be a couple of years or more, because the CASA, is usually the one that never changes in that child's case. There's always changes at DCS, the behavior health changes, they change schools, the kids may change placements, but we're the one that's always going to be there for them.
It sounds to me like CASA volunteers really become a major part of the lives of kids that they're advocating for. It seems like it could be really easy to become attached to these kids.
It's easy to say that it's not good to get emotionally attached, but we are human beings, and it does take a heart to do this job. The reality, which is very pleasant, is that if you've done what you needed to do for this child, when they're ready to leave, rather it be through going back home or aging out, moving on with their life, you will be just as proud to see them go. So I hate to tell people you can't be emotionally attached, because it happens. We do. But we understand the progression as they move on and move through the program.
CASA volunteers can advocate for one or more cases at a time. And currently in Yuma County, there are 139 kids without a CASA volunteer. If you'd like to become one, you can apply online at casaofyumacounty.org. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.